You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, January 24th, 2019, week 275. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. And it's time for America's Sweetheart, Mike. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me some facts.
This person, on November 15, 2008, was attacked with a broken beer glass in West Hollywood, California. Whoa. Required 140 stitches and subsequent reconstructive surgery.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea who that happened to. 10 years ago. Wow. 11 years. I don't know.
In their mid-teens, this person became the youngest lifeguard in the history of the Gulf Coast.
Weird. Fact.
This person once suggested to a friend that their Conan would look more authentic with the broken nose. Almost instantly, their friend punched them in the face, breaking their nose.
Wait, what? Their Conan? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, this person's been Conan the Barbarian.
Like, there's been... I didn't know there was more Conan than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now you know.
Hmm. Yeah. Person gets beat up a lot. He gets punched in the face, gets into this bar fight. Man.
This person went to high school with Brandon Routh in Norwalk, Iowa.
Wow. What? Huh. Ring bell.
This person won the 1999 Hawaii's Model of the Year.
Is this Jason Momoa?
It is Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, yeah. He went to high school?
In Iowa.
Superman and Aquaman went to the same high school?
Yeah. Yeah, that broken beer glass is why he has that scar on his left eyebrow.
Oh, really? Crazy. Jason Momoa. I don't think he has been America's.
Joseph Jason Namakahea Momoa, born on August 1st in Honolulu, Hawaii. Oh, looks like a pretty hard hit.
Yeah. It's cold.
How old is Joseph Momoa?
How old is he? Because I feel like he's been done so much. Been around. I'm gonna have to say. Is he 38?
Very close. He's 39, actually.
39. Okay. Okay.
How tall is he?
Tall. He's a big dude. But I don't think he's quite as tall as like Affleck and Cavill, but he's like right there. He's 6'2".
Let me see how tall Affleck.
I think Affleck's like 6'4". Cavill's like 6'3".
Affleck is 6'4". Cavill is 6'1".
Oh.
Do you want to revise your answer?
I'll revise it to 6'1".
He's 6'4".
Oh, Momoa 6'4"? Jeez, he's same. Wow. Okay. Jeez. Man, he's so big.
And lastly, highest grossing.
Awkward.
Oh, that's, yeah, duh.
Not even a question. Well, it is domestic, but yeah, still awkward.
Yeah. At 304 million.
Yeah, that made more. How much did Justice League?
229.
Yeah.
Conan.
Not, like, not that crazy. Yet.
Conan made 21.
I didn't know he was Conan.
Huh. 2011. A lot of people didn't know that.
I didn't even know
because a lot of people didn't see
out.
That movie. Yeah.
That's why. And also, like, if you've seen, like, him young, he looks different younger. Like, before
2011.
That's, yeah, he probably
it's
looks
like Game of Thrones
right?
time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think, like, they show, like, a picture of him on Baywatch, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he looks different.
I didn't even know that was Jason Momoa. Like, without the beard and, like, the...
The scar.
The, and the muscles, it's like...
And the reconstructive surgery.
Guy? Yeah. But I guess, like, maybe that surgery helped, because, like, post-2008, I feel like his career's really blown up.
Just gone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jason Momoa is America's sweetheart.
Jason Momoa, yeah. Seems like he seems like a cool
dude. Yeah. He drinks Guinness.
Yeah.
Like in the morning.
I think they made like a Guinness beer for him.
For him, yeah. Yeah. This Week in Movies in the Now, The Kid Who Would Be King and Serenity. Do you know anything about either of these movies?
I know The Kid Who Would Be King. It's like some kind of King Arthur story, I think.
Probably
not
modern
really.
Day, kind of.
Yeah, but I don't really know enough about it to like really describe it. Because I've seen the trailer like once, and I was like, this isn't going to be any good. And then like the reviews are being okay, so I was like, oh, maybe I was wrong.
And then Serenity.
Serenity is the one where like...
yeah, Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey.
Anne Hathaway wants Matthew McConaughey to kill her husband. And then that's pretty much going on in that trailer. I'm sure there's a lot of misdirection.
Yeah, it's weird. Because I don't know what that movie's about at all. Trailer talk. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
That one and Ghostbusters.
Dropped. Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man Far From Home. Marissa Tomei. Aunt May knows.
Yeah, from the last movie.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Hogan and
Happy
her.
Hogan have a thing going
something
on.
Something going on.
And no, the world doesn't seem devastated, so Endgame must have turned out.
Okay.
Okay. I always, like...
Would you be upset if Endgame somehow makes it so, like, none of that stuff happened?
No, because I'm sure, like, that I almost think that's what has to happen in a way. Like,
what if they go back in time and kill Thanos as a baby?
Be kind of cool.
Like the Hitler argument, but
yeah.
They do it.
Like, I feel, I think, like, a lot of the superheroes must be aware of what happened, but, like... The world can't be at large be aware of the snap. I can't imagine the end of it is like, because the whole world.
Wait,
would
so
change.
If we know that this is post
Endgame, yeah.
Endgame, is it safe to assume Tony Stark is still alive? Because Happy Hogan seems employed.
Well, Pepper he works for Pepper. Well, in Iron Man 3 works for Pepper.
Yeah, but he would also be devastated.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But there are like glances in the trailer where he's like looking sadly.
Hogan?
Spider-Man
Happy
is.
Hogan? Yeah.
So it's like, well, it's a lot of misdirection. Like, you're all alone, he says in the trailer at one point.
Is he using Uncle Ben's luggage?
Yeah. BFP.
Yeah.
Luggage. So he's using Uncle Ben's luggage. But like, I mean, I could see it happening, Tony being dead.
Maybe he misses Liz. He's like, this trip would be so much better if Liz was still here.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Even though she's a year older than me.
she's in college now.
Yeah.
But it's like, the trailer, it's so hard to tell what's going on, like, the events of Endgame. But if the world was snapped, like, the world wouldn't go on like it is. Even if, like, everything went back to normal and everyone remembered, they wouldn't be like, well, that was crazy.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? And it's just like...
Especially in a post, like, New York event world.
So I was always wondering the marketing, like, did they want to reveal it's after Endgame? Because on one hand, there you go.
Yep, I'm $85 richer.
Patriots Rams Super Bowl.
He's gonna go kiss his son right now on the mouth.
Should text that to your
to my uncle.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was wondering, would it be better to not know if it was a prequel or if it was a sequel to Endgame? But then it's like you kind of have to, like, in order to sell that movie, you have to say it's post Endgame. Because like people aren't going to be as interested if it's pre-Endgame, so it's like a catch-22. But like I guess if you're not paying attention to the news, you wouldn't know. And would that affect you? I don't know. Because they're not going to straight out say it because they're going to try not to spoiler like Endgame, I would think. But it's like clearly there's something going on. Like Nick Fury's back, so like that's all going down.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, Nick Fury's back. Maria Hill's back.
Back.
But like you, yeah. Basically, you had to release a trailer. Like they weren't going to not market this movie. Like,
yeah.
The thing is, especially since it's Sony, it's like, but we got a lot. Like there's a lot in this trailer. We know way more about this movie than Endgame.
Yeah.
So it's like that's crazy. But did
Mysterio's
you,
cool.
Mysterio's really awesome. Jake Gyllenhaal's going to crush it, I'm sure. But
did you see someone so cool. who's like
got that fishbowl? They show the fishbowl. It's like
someone's like shout out to Marvel for making sure these comments don't age well. And it was like all these comments saying like they're not going to make like they're not going to put him in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And then another person's like, "What, you think the Vulture is just going to be like an old guy who has wings?"
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You're like
it's like it works in comics, but they're going to MCU-ify it.
Yeah.
And like it's like, nah, nope, they're going full comics now, and it's awesome. And it's
yeah.
Like, and they're not screwing up any of the looks. They're just like, oh, this is what it's going to look like, and it looks awesome. And did you see any of the comments about, like, every time they show one of those elemental creatures, they show, like, the comic book, like they said, the Sandman's first appearance, the Molten Man's first appearance, and, like, Hydro Man's first appearance. So, like, we don't know if they're, like, elementals or Hydro Man, or if they're... Maybe they're just even illusions by Mysterio.
Yeah, so I was hearing that it might be illusions from...
Yeah, because everyone's assuming that Mysterio's behind all this stuff, which is what I'm leaning towards, too. But doesn't that seem too obvious? Like, there's got to be something else I'm missing. But maybe, like, it's for the mainstream and they don't know that he's a bad guy. I don't know. But, like, if Mysterio's a bad guy and you're going to just pretend and the big reveal is that he's behind a bad it guy. All, it's like, don't we know that? So it's kind of like... I feel like they would want to surprise us more than just that. But I don't know. I'm fine with them being illusions anyway. So I guess that's what I want anyway. So I'm okay with
it. Yeah.
But yeah, that trailer was pretty sweet. We got to see a couple different suits.
Yep.
Black and red suit, the stealth suit.
We got to see him like try to figure out if he should take the suit or not.
Yeah. He was like hesitating. Because that's what you do in Spider-Man 2s. This is the third Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
So
I saw that funny tweet where it's like, do I need to watch the other two Spider-Man 2s before I watch this one? I
saw that too. I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I really like that.
So. But yeah, it looks awesome.
This movie, like, I don't know what movie I'm more hyped for. I mean, Endgame, top, but like.
This one's close.
Captain Marvel, far from, like these trailers, like I get more excited every one I see. Like this, yeah. I don't know what, like, in a vacuum, what I'd rather see Captain Marvel, Spider-Man. I mean, it's, I just love Spider-Man. So,
yeah.
I feel like, it's, yeah, they're doing everything awesome. And I like the extra motivation where I help it, like, talk Sony into making more deals with them. It's like, please keep making deals with them, because this is technically the last one as far as that's officially been made public, I think. As far as we only heard about this movie, like these two movies. But I think there's rumored to be a third one that like Tom Holland may have said. Like, I don't know if that's technically a real deal that we know about. I don't know.
We shall see.
But it's going to be
fun. By then, who knows what will happen.
Fun times, yeah.
Disney might own Sony Pictures.
True. They could just buy them straight up. They're like, we need to complete our collection.
Yeah.
So.
Like Thanos acquiring Infinity.
Yeah, Stones. Yeah. They won't stop till they get them all. Like, you know, if like if this Marvel, if all this acquisition works out, like they're gonna really want Spider-Man at some point. So, like, or like, I don't know who would walk away first, like Sony or like they're just so mutually.
I think
beneficial.
Sony knows that, like Sony corporate has no faith in them.
Yeah, I just don't know if, like, they keep making money with these, like, other spinoff weird things they're doing. Are they going to believe that they can do it? Just don't. But questions for another day. Why dwell on those things? Who cares? And we're getting this right now, so let's just be happy.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, get the little teaser.
Like the day after it was announced.
Yeah. Like they played the music. I forget who does that score, but like the music that they played in the original Ghostbusters. Oh, man. Goosebumps.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I just got paid out.
Nice. It does. It is pretty instantaneous. Nice. So you got one right.
Yeah, 125 bucks.
So you just bet both underdogs 2 weeks in a row, and it worked out.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would have been stoked if it won last week, because that would be like a grand richer.
Yeah,
lot.
I mean, four more, a couple more games, a lot harder.
Yeah. Now, how do I, let's see how I cash this out.
Can you actually get the money? That's the real question.
I have no idea.
You can't
get it. I think I just locked my money into this website.
It's numbers on a internet web browser. But you have it. You can bet. It lets you just bet it more.
I hope not.
You can have that number grow and grow. You can never get it.
Maybe it's under the deposit. Maybe they're like, oh, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how what it means.
They'll never figure it out.
Oh, payout.
Okay, there you go. Is there any transactional fee? Just...
E-check wire transfer? Cool. I'm not going to pay it out. I got an addiction now.
Now that you win.
I got the taste of victory. I feel like gambling.
You're somewhere on a streak now, right?
Maybe I'll bet on this hockey game I don't know anything about.
That seems smart.
Minus 666. That seems like a good bet to make.
Those are good odds, right?
That means they're like such high...
underdogs.
No, they're like, whatchamacallit?
Oh, favorite.
They're high favorites, yeah. You had to bet $666 to get $100.
Yeah. Really big favorite.
That's crazy. But yeah, Ghostbusters looks exciting. Oh, it's crazy. What a weird time to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah, you can live in a world where they're mad at the last Ghostbusters movie, and it's not in the same universe, and a couple years later, they just make the new Ghostbusters that you think you wanted before, or they think you want, and they just keep trying and trying. They'll never stop trying. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's just like they're gonna keep giving you. If you don't like the last one, the Transformers movies are getting too weird. They'll make a Bumblebee. They'll just keep trying stuff. Pirates of the Caribbean, they're gonna reboot it. It's like they just keep trying. It's a weird world.
When are they gonna get rid of Grindelwald? As in, like, when are they gonna get rid of Johnny Depp?
Oh, I don't know, because Grindelwald doesn't die till Deathly Hallows.
Yeah,
it's like,
unfortunately,
I don't know. They should just get.
Yeah, because my thing.
But they
should
have just got rid of him before. So like, yeah, if they didn't okay, yet, like, that's the thing.
Because, well, he drinks. I watched like the first 5 minutes.
I just believe that was news that we missed. They
what
pushed production on the third one? I believe it was supposed to.
In the beginning of the movie, he drinks Polyjuice Potion to look like the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he just doesn't do that constantly like that dude in Harry Potter 3. To just
yeah,
not look
Mad
like
Moody,
a...
Yeah.
Not look like a freak.
Yeah, you would think. He'd just be like...
Cause like
I don't even think it's Polyjuice. I think he can do magic on his face.
Yeah.
Change it or whatever.
But the other guy had Polyjuice Potion, right? To look like him?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. Or yeah, when they swapped. Or
yeah. Because I find it hard to believe that Dumbledore would fall in love with that man.
Yeah. The flashbacks make more sense.
Yeah.
But that's why. But I think like their whole, like J.K. Rowling's whole thing is like you look uglier when you use evil dark magic. I don't know. At least Voldemort. That works for Voldemort.
Yeah.
I feel like you get uglier when you dark. At least that's what it seems.
Yeah, like the dark wizards always look gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they're house
like
elves.
Like Wormtail, he's like all gross.
Yeah.
Also, he lived like a rat for like 10 years. Yeah. So I guess that'll do it too. Also.
But yeah, on Netflix today,
Conversations with the Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, and Hotel Transylvania 3: Summer Vacation.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.